presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Well, gang, it's taken a little time to get converted to civilian life, but America's wartime aerial heavyweight, the B-29 Super Fortress, is now ready to sail the skyways for the airlines. Six major airlines are going to use the converted B-29s. The big Boeing ship will be known as the Stratocruiser, and anywhere from 60 to 114 passengers will be seated in the new Stratocruisers, with as many as 42 sleeping accommodations. The Stratocruiser will give air travelers their first real taste of luxurious air travel. There will be a main cabin 66 feet long with a lower lounge on a deck below. A spiral staircase will enable passengers to go up and down from lounge to main cabin. A dining cabin adds to the comfort of all aboard, and the designers have gone as far as having a built-in staircase, which unfolds when the plane is on the ground. The big load of 114 passengers will be carried on short-range intercity hops. On long trips, along with some 8,000 pounds of cargo, between 60 to 80 passengers will be carried. Some of the airlines are even ordering special deluxe models of the Stratocruiser, which will have staterooms with private baths. These ships are expected to be in service within a couple of months, supplying cross-country and transoceanic transportation. Imagine having breakfast in New York and dinner in Europe. Well, it's possible, because the trip is done in 11 and a half hours. We'll tell you lots more about this later, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. A plane circles the Lakeville airport, a plane hopelessly fogbound. Its pilot, a man who identified himself by radio as Albert Cross, has already ensured the life of his 13-year-old son by sending him down safely in the only parachute aboard. And now Hop and Tank wait anxiously at the head of the runway for Cross to attempt a landing. A gasoline fire flares in a thin line down the length of the runway, burning away the fog and providing a faint beacon for the helpless pilot.
He's lined up with the runway now, coming straight in.
I only hope he can see that fire.
Gail.
Yes, Hop.
Is the boy still unconscious?
Yes, but don't worry about him. He'll be all right. Perhaps I'd better take him into the office.
No, wait. We may need you out here. Hey, listen. He's out of gas. He's got to make it this time.
Sounds like he's a little high.
If we can only see him.
Pop, he is too high. He's over the south boundary already, and we still can't see him.
Get your nose down, fella. Get it down.
Pop, I'm scared. I don't think...
Hold it. There. There he is.
Come on. Drop her in.
That engine will conk out any second.
The plane's ballooning. We can't flatten her out.
Hank, get the fire extinguisher.
Right.
Pop, will he make it?
No. Here he comes.
Pop, he's going to crash.
Good Lord. Tank, hurry up. Tank, come in. Come on, Gil.
What about the boy?
We'll leave him.
Pop, look. The plane's on fire.
We'll have to get him out fast.
Can you see him?
Yes. Stay back now. I'll get him.
Be careful.
Yeah. I hope he isn't caught.
Yeah. Pop.
Hurry, Tank.
I can.
Okay, Tank. Douse it.
Stand back.
Never mind me. Open up.
Check.
That's it. All over the nose.
Is he still alive?
I don't know yet. Okay, that's enough. Now, lend a hand here, will you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Can you ease him out?
Yeah, if you help.
Lift him by the shoulders. Easy, does it? Easy. He looks awful. Okay, he's clear.
Don't jar him.
Oh, we won't.
Here now. Lay him on the ground.
Okay.
There. Well, Gil?
Well, he's still alive, but
I'm afraid there's nothing we can do for him.
Gosh.
Hold it.
He's coming out of it. Maybe there's a chance.
No, Tank, there isn't.
Chris.
He's trying to talk.
Chris, is he all right?
Yes. Yes, he's fine, son.
Oh, good. Take care of him, won't you? He's a fine boy.
Well, where can I reach his mother?
No mother. Only Chris and I. Now he's alone. Take care of him.
But please,
stop telling you, Will.
Yes, sir. We'll take care of him. Don't worry.
Good. The envelope. You have it?
Get it, Tank. It's in the boy's jacket.
Roger.
Where's the envelope?
Well, we're getting it for you, sir.
You must. Oh.
Gail.
Thinking fast.
Isn't there something we can do?
Nothing.
Promise me you'll take the envelope to Air Intelligence in Washington.
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay, Hop, I got it.
Oh, let me have it. Here, is this the envelope you mean, sir?
Let me see it.
Hold it up in front of him.
Here you are, sir.
Yes, yes. The information inside is priceless. It must get to the right people. Vital secret that can change the world.
Holy cow, what's that?
Thanks.
Guard that envelope with your life. Get it to Washington. Promise?
Yes, sir, I promise.
Country needs the secret to conquer. Let's...
Gail.
It's all over.
He's dead?
Yes, Tank.
Oh, gosh.
Happy landing, sir.
I'd better get back to the boy.
Yes, and get him away from here. Tank, carry the boy to the house. Aunt Agatha will look after him.
Right.
I'll go with you.
I'll do what's necessary here and see you later.
As Tank and Gail carry the young boy carefully to the house across the road from the airport, Hop goes to the office and reports the accident to the sheriff by phone. An hour later, he rejoins Tank and Gail.
How's the boy now? Is he all right?
Yes, I gave him a sedative. He'll sleep for a while.
Aunt Agatha's upstairs with him. Hey, what happened to him anyway? He was out cold.
His father knocked him out, then threw him over the side. He didn't want to leave the ship.
Oh.
Gosh, it's going to be hard telling.
Yeah, I know it.
But, Hop, what do we do with him?
I don't know. He has no mother. He's alone. I found this wallet with no home address in it.
What was his name again?
Cross, Albert Cross. This card says he's a member of an archaeological society.
Huh? What's that?
Well, an archaeologist is a man who studies, ancient life, Tank.
He examines ruins, things like that. Tries to find out what went on in ancient civilizations.
Oh, I guess that's what him and the kid was doing down in Mexico.
That could be.
Hop, where's the envelope?
Here.
What's in it?
Well, I haven't opened it, Tank.
Why not?
I think we'd better wait until we get it to Air Intelligence.
Oh, you give it to them and they'll say thanks and that's that. We won't know nothing.
Don't you think you'd better call Washington?
I did try to contact Major McCall, but he wasn't in. I left a message for him to call back.
He'll tell us what it's all about.
Cross said that it was a vital secret. I think those were his words. He must have run into trouble flying up from Mexico. I saw bullet holes in the fabric of the plane near the cabin and around the tail assembly.
Bullet holes?
Tank, he said he couldn't bail out because he'd been shot.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Right now, it all adds up to a great big zero as far as we're concerned. But I'll bet my last shirt we've got something pretty hot right here. Something too hot to hold.
Tapping the thickly packed brown manila envelope against the palm of his hand, Hop wonders about the contents. Yet he can't possibly guess how very important the contents are and how much his life will soon be affected by them. Gang, don't miss the gripping climax of today's episode, so stand by. You know, gang, the B-29 wasn't developed overnight, And even if the civilian airlines are getting this ship converted to the Stratocruiser model, the Army is not going to give up the great plane that set so fine a war record. The Boeing Company turned out close to 2,700 B-29s during the war, and you all know what they did to Japan on those long bombing flights across the Pacific. Well, with the airlines getting the Stratocruiser, the Army's going to get a new workhorse plane, this one to be called the Stratofreighter. It'll be the new B-29, dressed up in new clothes for special Army jobs, such as long-range cargo and troop-carrying assignments. The giant ship will be able to carry 41,000 pounds of freight, or as many as 4 ambulances. And if it ever becomes necessary to move troops by air, 114 men with full combat equipment can be carried by the Stratofreighter. Right now, though, most attention is being focused on the civilian uses of the converted Super Fortress. For this is the first time the airlines have had a plane large enough to give air travelers the same kind of accommodations they've become accustomed to when traveling by boat or train. Special designs have been worked out to see that the chairs are extra comfortable. Private compartments, dining tables, modern heating and air conditioning. The experts are putting everything into this luxury liner of the air. The men who fly the new ships, the Boeing test pilots, have nicknamed the pilot's deck the pilot's parlor. It's just about got everything which could possibly add to pilot safety and comfort. The latest in all kinds of equipment. And the men who fly the new airliners will, of course, be the best. These big ships fly at around 325 miles an hour. Fast transportation. Fellas and girls, whether you fly Stratocruisers or some private ship, always remember America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. It is late evening, and in the small house across the road from the airport, Pop, Tank, Gail, and Aunt Agatha are quietly discussing the events of the afternoon.
You know, the one thing I can't figure out is how he got so far off course. He was trying to reach Wichita, and he winds up here. That's almost 500 miles too far west.
Well, the fog threw him off.
I didn't extend that fog, Gail. Gosh, I guess we'll never know now.
Oh, my, that poor little boy. All alone now.
Hey, when are we going to tell him about his father?
In the morning, I guess, when he wakes up.
I don't want the job.
Shall I tell him, Pop?
No, I will.
Oh, land sakes alive, will you look at the time? 11 o'clock. What are we thinking of, staying up so late?
I guess I better be going.
You do no such thing, Gail. You stay right here tonight.
But Aunt Agatha...
No, not another word. I won't have you driving home alone at this hour.
The fog's still pretty thick, Gail. Aunt Agatha's right.
Sure, come on, stay.
Well, all right, I guess I'm overruled.
That's better. Now, all of you, up to bed.
Well, we'll be along in a little while.
No, huh?
Well, I'm waiting for Major McCall to phone back.
Oh, well, very well, then. Coming, Gail?
I'll be right up.
Tank, don't forget to lock the back door. And make sure you turn out all the lights.
Yeah, I will.
I'll look in at the boy and see that he's comfortable.
Fine. Good night, Aunt Agatha.
Good night, Pop. Tank.
See you in the morning.
Pop?
Yes, Gail?
If the Major doesn't call soon, why don't you call him back?
I think I will. I don't want to keep this envelope around here any longer than I have to.
Where'd you put it?
I still have it right here.
You certainly don't think anyone's going to steal it, do you?
I don't want to take any chance.
Well, hey!
That's Aunt Agatha.
What?
Oh, Pop!
What's the matter?
The boy! He isn't in his room! He's gone!
At the head of the stairs, Aunt Agatha stands, her eyes wide with shock. The boy gone? What could have happened to him? Gang, our new adventure takes a startling turn in the next episode, so don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.